This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 369. Can a comic collector of over 25 years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
The Doyles are on the case of bourbon. Lemire presents Plutona, and we finally made it to Gaiman's Miracle Man. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, September 6, 2015. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or you can subscribe via iTunes where you can leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. You may note a lack of DC Comics this week. I'm just not impressed with their output recently.
And it's kind of weird because the ones you really like are the ones I don't like.
Yeah.
Like Harley Quinn and Batmite.
So we start with... The Thrilling Adventure Hour presents Beyond Belief number 2. This is from Image by Acker, Blacker, Hester, Tapster, Wallace, and Dylan. Another helping of the stage show, which became a podcast, which then became a comic. The stage shows actually just ended after a 10-year run, and now they're moving on to other mediums like comics. So the concept here is simple. It's Nick and Nora who meet and defeat monsters. Nick is Frank Doyle, played by Paul F. Tompkins on the show. Nora is Sadie Doyle, played by Paget Brewster. The dialogue in the comic fits seamlessly with the show, which makes sense because it's the same writing team.
But, you know, I think it's better in the show. I think I like the show better.
Well, you get more of a theater of the mind type thing.
Yes, that's true. I think that must be it.
So they drink, they share witty banter, they fight monsters, and they drink.
Yes.
There is supposedly a TV series under discussion.
Huh.
Yeah. Maybe on Netflix or something. I don't know. So in this issue of the comic, we get a sweet story about imaginary friends and monsters under the bed. But when the former creates the latter, the imaginary friend has to get the courage to save the day. And there's also a scary basement that turns out to be less scary. Some great dialogue. This is all between Frank and Sadie. Your parents aren't all that bad. This is quite a liquor cabinet. May I? Then it's off to the bedroom. Not the first time you've made that toast, darling. Okay, so you can have a sofa. Were we a sectional, you'd have us utterly terrified, I'm sure.
Yes. Now, you know, I think it really works when you imagine the dialogue and the droll voices that they have when they do the show. Otherwise, it may not make as much sense. I'm not sure.
Right. There's also a function down the street, which quickly turns all demon-y.
Now, are the little girl's parents at that function? That's what I assumed,
That's
right?
What we assume, yes. Yeah. There's a wife who's unwilling to be a sacrifice, and this brings the Doyle's friend Donna Henderson, also from the stage show, into peril. And, of course, this is all just a setup for the next issue. Just a very cute story. The artwork, I think, fits like a glove to the dialogue. I highly recommend you check out the podcast. Plutona number 1 from Image. So that's 2 in 1 week from Image.
Yes, and this is by Lemire, Lennox, and Belair. And Lemire is somebody who we really love.
Absolutely. And this miniseries reminds me, and everyone else based on the reviews, of Stand By Me. And there's also some Astro City in the mix. We meet school kids Teddy, who tracks superhero sightings. Diane, who has a new dog, Loki, and is slightly overweight. Ray, who has an abusive dad. And Mia, who has to watch her kid brother, Mike. Ray picks on Teddy and everybody else. Diane and Mia are friends. They end up together in the woods looking for Mike, who ran off. And he found something there, which was dead superheroine Plutona, just in the middle of the woods. So now what do they do here? And that's going to be the whole point of the miniseries. The story and the dialogue are really great. I mean, what else would you expect from Lemire? The artwork is both impressive and expressive. I really appreciated that.
It was quite different, I thought, seeing a story by Lemire where he wasn't doing the art.
Right. But we do get one with Lemire art and writing as a backup story for Plutona. We learn she's in her secret identity, a single working mother who has to balance that with being a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed the whole thing. Miracle Man, number one from Marvel, by Gaiman, Buckingham, and Klein.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reason I worked through the whole last series from the original writer. Alan Moore refused the use of his name when they did the reprints.
Yeah.
So throughout, he's always referred to as the original writer.
And it seems to make little sense to me when everybody knows who was the original writer.
It's just Alan Moore being pissy about the whole thing. Now, it's still reprints. This is not new stories, but this is Neil Gaiman, Sandman, and Mark Buckingham on art, Fables. So this is really just two today are titans of the industry. And at the time, they were already sensational artists and writers. Alan Moore asked Gaiman, who had just finished Vertigo's Black Orchid, to continue his story after a three-year delay. It went till 87. This is issues coming out from 1990, although the storyline is still in 1987.
Yes.
The concept, really, is based on a 1940s, 50s British comic, which was a Captain Marvel ripoff. And I mean a really tight Captain Marvel ripoff. And that's why it took decades for all the legal issues to get resolved, which would allow Marvel to rerun the 80s and 90s series. Now, eventually, this is going to be continued with new Gaiman's work, eventually.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, eventually. But considering how the whole Sandman miniseries is going, or not going,
yeah,
I'm not holding my breath. At this point in the storyline, this huge battle left London decimated, and our hero built a huge shrine, and I mean huge, it's visible from space, and now lives there as basically a god. And the story is about four supplicants journeying up the shrine. It's like going up a mountain.
Indeed.
To the point where they actually have to have rebreathers and all this, to ask Miracle Man for his help. Now, as in most of these stories, there's violence, there's sex, there's betrayal, there's loss. There's also a backup story about our hero somehow creating aliens. It's only two pages. There's no dialogue. It doesn't, I'm sure it will maybe make sense later.
Maybe, yeah.
Of course, Gaiman is already a master of story at this point. And then, like the earlier series, you get extra pages with notes and original inks.
And I'm sure there are some people who really enjoy that, but I don't know.
I like the additional notes from Gaiman
that
were in there, but the rest of the reprints, it's like, okay, that's filler.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, move the storyline, add some extra original reprint pages in each issue rather than that. Of course, this is a title you really have to let wash over you. You won't understand it all in the first reading.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Again, this is Buckingham's artwork, which has always been incredible. But this is kind of a dreamy, hard to explain. But
yeah.
it very much, when you see it, you recognize it as 80s art.
Yes.
It very much fits in with the time. This is just something you just have to read and enjoy.
I'd almost recommend, though, waiting until you had, like, more issues.
Or maybe waiting for the inevitable the inevitable trade / absolute edition. I think we can assume that's going to happen.
I think so.
All right, before we get out of here, it's time to play America's fastest growing new game show.
Guess who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? Are you ready to guess, Mark?
I think I'm ready to guess.
Okay, let's go.
TV related?
Yes.
Is it one show on the cover?
Yes.
Is it one person on the cover?
No.
Two people?
No.
Three people?
No.
Four people?
No.
Five people?
At least.
At least five people. They're all from the same show?
Yes.
All from the same show. Is that show on a broadcast network?
Yes.
Is it on ABC?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a drama?
Yes.
Is it something from Shonda Rhimes?
Yes.
Which is a good bet for ABC drama.
Yes.
Okay, so it's somebody from Grey's Anatomy?
No.
How to Get Away with Murder?
Indeed.
So it's Viola Davis is one of them?
Yeah, and who cares about
that? And who cares? And the rest?
And the rest, yes. Yeah, so, okay, yeah, because they're saying, can you do that for a second season?
Ah, okay.
I'm not sure you can.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they did it well one season. Okay.
All right. Want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts, and blogs, including our From the Pop Culture Bunker video podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter @sfppn, or check out tumblr.com/blog/sfppn. Call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.